All right, it's 8:42. Also talked a lot this morning about the Cowboys' win in preseason game number one. They beat the champs, the Seahawks, 17-7. And joining us now in the ticket hotline to talk about it is the Cowboys' second in command. We say good morning to Stephen Jones. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Great.
Morning.
I love Fight Night. I heard the highlights that y'all played. That was really good.
Yeah, did you like thanks. That?
I love Fight Nights. We have them at our house, too.
At your house?
Yeah. It's every night Daddy comes home after 3 a.m. It's Fight Night, not house.
Well, congrats on the big win over Seattle on Saturday.
Well, we did, and we do, and it is. That's very big sports news that we got a very important win in the preseason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you look pretty good.
The Seahawks, and so we're starting off 1-0, and that's a great start to this here season that we got going here that we have.
Yes,
yeah.
And we do, yeah. And I think that everyone's real excited about our team. I can really feel it with the fans.
Yeah, I think some fans are starting to believe in this.
Well, I think they do too, Craig. And
George.
We worked hard, and we did, and we hired Shoddy, and we beat the Seahawks by double digits.
Digits.
I, you know what? You got to keep this in perspective too. A little perspective. Mm-hmm. We didn't even play any of our starters.
Well, they didn't either.
Well, you think about this: if we had played Dak or Quinnen Williams or Dak. Or Quinnen Williams, or Dak, we would have hung half hundred on them Seahawks.
Well, yeah, they didn't play theirs either, though.
Daddy says we gonna win the Super Bowl.
Wow, okay.
So he's losing his mind already.
Well, how'd y'all celebrate the win? Did you act like you won a Super Bowl afterwards?
Of course we did. We all the Jones sons were all shirtless and chest bumping. We was doing it Arkansas style. We was Arkansassy. Hey, you know what? Daddy, he had a secret meeting with me.
He did?
Yep, and he told me that I'm the one.
The one for what?
I'm going to be the kid that inherits the whole Cowboys and the whole company.
Well, yeah, okay. You're the oldest. I guess we kind of figured that.
He said, I'm going to get the Cowboys and the helicopter and the real estate holdings and Veruca. I'm going to inherit it all.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
He called me the heir apparent. The heir apparent.
Okay.
That means that I have all the hair to become the parent of the Cowboys organization.
Huh.
That's what that means.
Okay. Is that what that means?
Hopefully that's on down the line
but
a while.
Then, you know what? I broke into Charlotte's room to read her diary and try on her clothes.
What?
And you know what her diary said?
What?
It said that Daddy had pulled her aside that same day and told her the same thing, and that she's excited. She's going to get to run the whole team and have the helicopter and Veruca and the Cowboys.
Well, I don't know.
So I don't know what Daddy's doing. I think he's starting to do one of them succession situations here.
Uh-oh.
You ever see that show?
Yeah.
Daddy loved that show. He loved it. So I don't know who's going to end up with the Cowboys after all this. I tell you this, though, if it ends up in Jerry Jr.'s hands, we's going to be in real trouble.
Well, it's
about 17 crayons short of a full pack, you know. He's real special in the head. He's touched.
Well, they'll talk about your brother that way. And that's way down the line, too, right?
I don't know. Daddy's about 83 years old. I mean, that's pretty old now.
Well, yeah, he's getting up there, I guess.
And I tell you, I'm also worried if it ends up in Veruca's hands, she'll turn the whole thing into a reality show.
Well, y'all pretty much are anyway.
I mean, it's crazy. She's only my half-sister, so it's only half wrong if I do the nasty with her. That's
oh.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Steven.
Yeah, stop it.
I guess if she and I had a baby, it'd only be half retreated.
Oh, gosh. Stop.
Did you know Veruca wears thong underwears, George?
No.
Know that? I didn't know that until I made a late-night laundry hamper haul.
You shouldn't be doing that.
Hey, well, we got Von Miller. That's a Hall of Famer right,
right
there on our squad.
Probably so, yeah.
Hall of Famer. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame. So that's a Super Bowl winning football move that we made right there.
Could be.
Now, he's about as old as my mommy, so I don't know if that factors in. Hey, look, let's keep it positive. Let's keep it positive. Because the Giants got beat and the Eagles got beat, so he's in first place.
Well, they don't keep up with that, really, for the preseason.
Dallas Football Cowboys, George. Dallas Football Cowboys.
Just one preseason game.
If I could, I'd like to start laughing real low and then go ahead and raise it on up in pitch and duration. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I'm the laugher in chief.
That's it.
Very weird that he would call his laugh.
All right, there goes Steven.